giving my all to my dream. My dream gives its all to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Giving my all to my dream gives its all to me. The reason our dreams come true and don't come true is the amount of attention that we give to them, is the amount of belief, not belief so much as believing in something that isn't there, but it's being excited about what the dream entails. What does the dream entail? What does a dream accompany? If I have a dream, and I have a dream that you say, well, those are sleep dreams you might have. No, these are wake dreams and sleep dreams. They're all dreams. When you dream, you are always dreaming. That's sort of goes without saying. When you are dreaming, you are always dreaming. But when you are putting a cause in motion for a desire in your heart, and you say, let's say I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal, perfect body. And then your body has some problems with it, and these problems are not too comfortable. And then you dream of a whole and perfect body. You dream of a body that it not necessarily is without the pain, but a whole and perfect body that you don't even recognize, you don't even notice, you don't even realize that your body is whole and perfect because it's whole and perfect. Whenever our dreams are gathering speed and gathering emphasis in our world, it's that we don't recognize it, we live it. Can you live your dream? We live our dreams all the time, actually. But can you live your dream purposely? Can you live your dream with your conscious thought, with your conscious desire to live that dream? Can you live that dream with the idea that you are consciously knowing that that dream is your dream and you're living it? Can you visualize yourself in a whole and perfect body? Can you visualize yourself in a body that has no feeling? You don't even know it's there. You don't even realize it's there. You say, well, I like to realize that I got a perfect body. No, you don't. You like to live totally in your ideal body, which is ideal and knows no need for wholeness or otherness. It just is ideal. And when you live in that ideal body, you feel just fantastic. You just feel glorious. You know that the highest and the best in your body is being done. You don't want it. You don't need it. You don't seek after it. You just know it. You live it because you're living in that thought. Now, if you're living in the thought of wishing that you were having some object in your life, say, for instance, you'd like a new car, and you visualize that new car. Do you visualize yourself wanting it, wishing for it, desiring it, or do you visualize yourself sitting in that car, driving it to wherever you'd like to drive it? Do you visualize yourself sitting in that car with your family and friends and enjoying it? Do you visualize that car operating smoothly, perfectly? It's brand new. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. And can you visualize yourself enjoying it to the fullest? Yes, you can. It's quite easy to do. That's something we've trained ourselves in, making it quite easy to do. So we visualize ourselves enjoying that car. We visualize ourselves taking our family out and taking our friends out. We visualize ourselves driving to and from our work, our store, wherever we choose to go. We visualize ourselves driving up to Grandma's house and showing Grandma our new car and saying, isn't that wonderful? We don't expect her to delight in it as much as we do. We just go there and we just say, come on, let's all take a drive. So everybody gets in the car, Grandma and Grandpa, and they're sitting in the car saying to themselves, that's nice. And you go around pointing out the things that they're looking at, the scenery, the things that are out there. You don't say, hey, this is a brand new car. Hey, this is wonderful. You just point out the things you're going by, the things you're passing. And Grandma and Grandpa look out the window and they say, gee, that's lovely. That's beautiful. And they feel comfortable in your new car. They feel so comfortable. The seats are so comfortable. They feel the music is so lovely. They feel the company is so great. They feel your happiness. They feel your delight. They feel your dimension of absolute goodness. You just are tingling all over with delight in your new car, and they feel it. When we give our all to our dream, as we give our all to our new car, our dream gives its all to us in beautiful ways. Our dream gives its all to me in a lovely, content way, in a feeling like Grandma and Grandpa are sitting in the car riding with us, and the car is driving beautifully. Every organ, action, function of the car is marvelous, wonderful. It's a dream fulfilled. Now, perhaps we're going to go and take our friends for a ride, and we have our ordinary car that we've had for a number of years. But our ordinary car also operates perfectly. We visualize our ordinary car driving smoothly, wonderfully, taking us where we want to go, always getting good gas mileage, always driving smoothly, wonderfully, well-oiled, well-greased, just in perfect condition. And we visualize that car just a comfort and joy to be in. In that same way, we visualize our bodies in a comfort and a joy to be in. We don't think of our bodies as being hungry. We don't think of our bodies as being thirsty or being desired to do something or go somewhere or be something. Our bodies are just always in our ideal condition. Giving my all to my dream is that my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is delightful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. My body is great. And when I say my body is great, when I live in my great body, when I have this dimension of my great body and feel so wonderful in it, when I do that, then all is in divine order. All is in fantastic order. Can we each do that? We surely can. When we give our all to our dream gives its all to us. When we give our all to our dream of having Grandma and Grandpa riding in our lovely car, new, old, whatever, but we're all together and have a happy time together, we feel very good. When we feel wonderful in our body, when we just say yes, when we stand up, if we have a little crick in our back, we stand up straight and we straighten out that crick and we say, I am perfect, I am perfect. We don't give attention to the crick, we give attention to the perfect body. And we straighten it out and we feel wonderful, fantastic, we feel glorious. Maybe we do a little exercise that says to us that we're fantastic and glorious and wonderful. When our attention goes to any little problem, that problem takes over and possesses us. When our attention goes to the fact that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. Yes, you are not kidding yourself, but what you're doing is you're training yourself to be that which you desire to be and that which you are. Because we already are living in our perfect body. We have to draw our attention to it. If there's any little thing that wants to distract us from our perfect body, we do not give it any attention. We only give attention to our perfect body. My body's perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in this fantastic, beautiful, fabulous body. Giving my all to my dream gives its all to me. That's the way the principle works. That's the way the principle works. And if you don't believe it, that's a problem you're going to have to sit with, because it's not the truth. The truth is, the principle always works. Wherever your attention is, there is where your experience is. Wherever your delight is, there is where your experience is. Wherever you are in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your being, that's where your experience is. Where do you want your experience to be? I want my experience to be giving my all to my dream. My dream gives its all to me now. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a great day. Live your dreams now.